Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the O Access Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 10.
I just learned some jazz today, it's true. He just learned some jazz today, and you gon' learn some jazz today, yes you. You gon' learn.
It was just past one when tall tree man with a 4 or 5 step to the door like, oh my gosh, just throw that cash in a backpack, run around the back and pull up the track, cause yo, couldn't believe them stories conceived for no reason, please just go and leave them fake, it's in season, but nah, pre them, cause nowadays, you couldn't find me on the BBC, CCTV, NBC, them jam program, better them try to go and see, taking the heights like Andes, Andes, man, one step to me, couldn't get the best of me, couldn't beat the rest of me, check one way, touch the brakes and go slow, oh no, dust them out with the one quick solo.
Wow, everybody, it's episode 10, and like, you know, there's a lot of podcasts I've been at before mine, but yo, I can't believe I reached episode 10 already, and this one is going to be a good one. But before we start, I just want to congratulate Mr. Tessellated. This young man is number one on the Billboard Jazz charts. The Billboard Jazz charts for his song, I Learned Some Jazz Today. And that's a big feat because I don't know any Jamaicans that have been on a jazz chart, you know. I think about it good. Why? And by the way, this is the song that you're hearing in the background, for those that don't know, been under a box. But yo, congratulations, Tessellated. Like, this is a big, big, big effing deal for us, for Jamaicans, and for the music. And especially you being so young as well. I can't even fathom that. So I'm looking forward to hearing this EP that you're putting out and you're working so diligently hard on. And yeah, just big up your chest, man. Okay, I'm sipping on some Appleton Signature rum with some orange juice because time is getting a bit nifty outside, you know. But anyway, I just want to big up my team who won the Red Bull Culture Clash, and that is Team Do It For The Culture. Big up yourself, Salam Remy. Big up yourself, Bambino. Big up yourself, Just No Corn. Big up yourself, Spragga. Like, they kept it real, they kept it pure, they kept it 90s dancehall. There was so much more animation we had. Like, Ghost was backstage, Nadine Sullivan was backstage. Buccaneer came out and just shagged up the place, and it was just amazing to see Buck.
Some jazz, yes sir. Chew. No, I'm just playing.
Okay, now this special guest that I have is somebody that I've been watching for a bit, for about a year and a half, and I don't normally like really talk to young'uns that much. Like Coffee I spoke to, and aside from that I haven't really spoken to anybody else that's young and fresh in this business, but Alakai Harley was somebody that I've been watching and somebody that I really rate, and I think that she is the one to watch for 2020. So let's go into this Reasonings with none other than Miss Alakai Harley. All right, guys, it's Reasonings with Odessa, and I'm here with, you know why I'm doing this interview? Because I can talk like this, guys. I can talk like this. But really, Mela Takso, because she's actually a Jamaican. She's actually somebody that I've had my eye on from last year, and I've watched her development. I've watched her grow from strength to strength, and I just think she's super cool. I don't normally do interviews with new artists. Coffee was the first one, and now I have Alakai Harley in front of me. What's going on, girl?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm wicked. We're drinking our drinky poos that we're doing today. It's Appleton Special and Ting. Yeah. With a splash of Ting, and Omar and Rush is in the house as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving you lot out, you know. It's that kind of vibe. So Alakai, a lot of Jamaicans, home and abroad, apart from the UK, don't know who is Alakai Harley. So give us a little scenario. Who are you? Where are you from?
Alakai Harley, born in Jamaica, Kingston. Dancehall artist, but dabbles in everything. Sing rap, sing J, different genres, popish, R&B-ish, hip-hop, grime, rap. She's bubbly. She's fun. I'm talking about myself, guys.
Yes.
She's bubbly, she's fun, she's loving, and she's very strong in faith.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, my God.
I just turned 23.
Little puppy.
It even sounds weird saying it. I'm
23. How have you grown in a year?
A lot. I've been in the industry for, like, hard for this year. Mm. This year that just went. So, I've grown a lot. I've grown a lot musically. I've learnt new things. I've grown a lot spiritually as well. And, you know, my thighs have grown too.
Big thighs.
Yep.
Big thighs. What they do? Save lives, right?
Yep, there you go.
That's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about that. The money would like that.
Oh, no.
So, tell us, what's your first single that you came out with on the scene?
My first single that put me out there was a single called Gold.
Okay, it's and it was Gold. A dancehall single?
It was.
All right. It was. And tell me about, like, I recently saw something. I didn't even know, because I saw dancehall artists, and then, like, two or three weeks ago, I see you on the BET UK Cypher. And I'm like, I wonder who did this.
Yep.
She can rap too.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you get into hip-hop?
The same time I got into everything else. Like, so with music, for me, it's always music. So from probably when I was born, it was just always going to be music. So when I was really young, I was definitely rapping. I was definitely rapping and singing. At different points in my life, and I'm talking like around the ages of like 12 and stuff, I chose what I wanted to be doing more. Mm-hmm. So there was times when I was more rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had times where I was more singing. And I've always felt like I had to stick to one. I went through that stage, you know, when I was growing up, because I was being told
I
had to choose, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing that happened with genre. With what genre of music I wanted to do. And it took growth, and it took me doing different things, like campaigns, a campaign that actually brought Gold. And then once I did all these things, I just gelled everything together.
Nice.
So if I choose to sing Jay, if I choose to rap, you know, whatever I choose to do, I just do it naturally and end up on stuff like BET Cypher.
Ah, so with hip-hop now, do you have a favourite female rapper? Do you have a favourite male rapper?
Favourite female rapper, I would definitely would say, would have to be Nicki for me. Favourite female rapper.
She's awesome.
Definitely. Favourite male rapper. Who's my favourite male rapper?
Or grime artist as well, because, you know.
Yeah.
I just still think grime is hip-hop at the same time. I know it's a different genre for the sound of the music, but they're still rapping.
I hear you, but I mean, as a Londoner at the same time, I just can't allow it, you know? Grime's grime, you know, hip-hop's hip-hop.
Right.
For me, my favourite grime MC probably would be Chip, you know?
Yeah, Chip was bad. I have not heard anything from Chip forever.
Probably be Chip.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chip is sick. He needs to come back.
I heard. He put out something. He's still doing it. You know.
But I haven't heard anything from Chip.
What was it? It's the one with Red Rat on it. It had Red Rat and stuff. That was shot in Jamaica. I might be wrong. I don't know.
When I met Chip just before he went and did that TI spin, and then came back. I think that TI thing didn't work for him. And that's what, anyway, Chip, come back.
He's dope.
Chip, come back. Papa I think dope, he's Papa dope. I like Double G, D, oh gosh.
D-double?
I think he's bad.
Sick.
I think he's sick. Bad.
I think he hit me up at one point as well, and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, I like him. And any other rapper like from the UK or anything from America? Canada?
From the UK, I'm really waiting to do something with Rich.
I have a crush on Rich.
I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. I mean, I can see it, girl. I can see it.
Rich is just like... And his album is... His latest album
amazing.
Is really amazing.
Should I tell you something?
What?
The latest Rich album, and anyone that knows me, I'm a Rich fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because of preparing for Jamaica and everything,
yeah.
I haven't actually listened to Rich album. So even my best friend's calling me, she's like, okay, the Rich album. I'm like, shh, 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 shh. I don't want no one to... Don't. Even on Instagram, I'm scrolling past.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling past.
No,
like,
the Rich album.
I want to take it in myself, by myself.
Hands Down is one of my best albums of 2019.
That's what they said. And I loved Growing Over Life. Yeah. I think that's my favourite album from him. So if they're saying that's better.
This is better.
I'm just like, okay.
This is better. Okay. Nice.
Just
nice.
Let me enjoy.
Big up Reg 32.
Big up Reg 32.
You know I've got a crush on you. Ooh.
If you hear this, you know.
All right. So what brings you to Jamaica?
Jamaica? What brings me to Jamaica? Well, first of all...
Welcome home.
Thank you so much. Yeah. First of all, Red Bull Culture Clash.
Yes.
It's Agamad.
Fire!
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
It's going to be crazy. Who are you betting on?
Of course it has to be Do It For The Culture.
Come on.
Team Salam, Remy. Team Spragga Benz.
Come on.
Big up Snow Cone. Big up Uncle Jack Scorpio.
Come on.
Big up Bambino.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. And I didn't know who Disco Neil was until Salam told me about that. That's in the previous podcast that you'll hear. But
sick.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, has to be them. And we sick. Can't wait. This is going to be, like, way after. So we don't know who's going to win already. I don't really care.
Say it to our chicks. She never eye down talk.
Big up my chest, man. It's big. And, you know, anybody that knows me, I have big knockers. So, yeah. So, all right. And you're also going to be shooting a video? You're going to be doing a little video?
I am.
Yes.
I am going to be shooting a video. I'm going to be shooting a video to Take It To Them. Take It To Them was a... I do a lot of Instagram freestyles or social media freestyles. And they kind of just... I just leave them to do their thing, you know. And I always do it frequently and just keep the fans, you know, entertained and stuff like that and just express myself. And Take It To Them was one that I'd done... It might be coming up to over a year now. I don't even know. No, it's not over a year yet. But it's been a long time since I first originally done it. And the video was just a very simple, I recorded in the studio, I said, I can't, record me quick. She recorded me, and it's kind of just done its own thing. It's done the viral on Facebook before, and it does it here and there again, Twitter, Instagram, you know, and every minute it bubbles up and it has its own time. Even on WhatsApp, you know how WhatsApp, everything goes viral now through the families and all of that. So even that, and it kind of is just a high demand from like supporters and stuff like that, and people all over the world, but really... a lot in Jamaica, you know, and that for me is amazing. This is my home, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, even DJs playing it, and it's not something that's been put out there yet, you know? So, I'm here. I'm going to actually make... It's going to be a song now, you know?
Abridging Raskasa is going to be directing the video.
Yes.
Yes. Big up Raskasa.
Big up Raskasa.
Yeah, man. It's going to be sick. Is it Kasa now? I don't even know. I'm so confused.
I don't
even want to bust out your government name, but no, I'm not going to say it. But, yeah,
so Kasa
and I go
amazing,
way back,
man.
As well, so... Big up. You're going to get a great product.
Thank you so much. I know.
All right. So how would you describe, as you said, you're a mixture of this and that, but how would you really just describe your sound?
My sound, I honestly would describe it as, because I know I was just saying it's a mixture of everything, but I'd describe it as dancehall, hip hop, R&B, rap.
Sing Jay.
It's if every single one of them. You know, like I feel like I say that to a lot of people.
How do you transition?
If they don't listen and then when they hear it, they're like, okay, I get you.
You transition so well. Like,
thank you so much.
You did Daytime Live, which is a show that I produced, and I was watching people's reactions and everything from you singing, and then you go into like the hardcore, like so hardcore.
Thank you.
Harder than my girl Spice, but it's just like what you're so soft and then you go into the heart. How do you transition like that?
I just gotta say, big up Lady Soul, Marin Hall, and big up Woodrow Banton, because I really picked their work apart, like with my ears, you know, growing up and even to this day, and I admired the way they approached a rhythm. Forget about approaching a rhythm, actually. Just approached how when they opened their mouths and they were ready to perform, how they approached it. And for me, that's the greats, you know, and I always want... You are be as good as the greats, you know what I'm going to say, and that was what I always wanted to do. So I kind of just picked that, you know? And I made my own, you know, Alakai Harley, and just got better and better over the years.
Because younger artists, I find that they don't really show as much respect to... the 90s dancehall artists at all. They will just act like the new dancehall people are just like, yeah, this is my sound and this is it. But I think you're onto something, because that's uniquely that's what's going to make you stand through all the pack of all the other girls in the business. I think that's going to be cool. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So let's speak about the other girls. And we were just talking earlier, just a little ranting and stuff about the UK. Now, me looking at the UK industry, I tend to see it being more for the light-skinned mixed race girls, and it's very hard for a chocolate sister, a dark skinned girl, to bust out in the scene. How has that been for you? How to just, you know, tell me what's been your journey thus far?
For me, I'm very I'm so glad a lot of like these podcasts and like radio interviews are like documented, because I feel like when I look back, I'll be able to see my growth throughout the industry. Mm-hmm. Because if you ask me this at the start of my career when Gold just came out, mm-hmm. my response, and my team can, you know, vouch for me, my response was always this whole, not in a ignorant way either, mm-hmm. I would be like, I kind of don't see it, I don't want it to hold me back, mm-hmm. I don't know, you just work as hard as mm-hmm. it, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. or work more, and mm-hmm. I don't see that because I don't want it to hold me back. But I mean, right now, 2019, and me actually being in the scene and watching everything and doing my work, as much as I believe in God's time and I focus, and that definitely 100%, I do see that there, I'd be stupid to say that there's not something going on, mm-hmm, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where I do feel like there's lots of dark skin girls, mm-hmm. In the underground scene, or that you see all over the social media, and you constantly see them, you know, popping up, but it's just like they're just not getting our attention. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think the media may play a part in it, and like I said, I wouldn't have said this before, because it's like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like I've got to speak on it, but I feel like, you know what? I'm black and I'm a dark-skinned woman.
Yeah, because
and I have to.
Young
you understand what I'm
going
to say?
There's a lot of girls out there that want... So, yeah. You're like their go-to now, because you're the one that's newly signed. You're the one that's everybody's on everybody's list right now. And it's not to say... I just think that you've got to talk about it. You've got to talk about it.
So what I would say is that... I see that there's a shift. Like anyway, back to the media.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like in terms of like body acceptance. Sorry to spit from the topic, but
no,
this is
fine.
Just showing an example with the whole body acceptance thing. At one stage, it was you being like a size 4. You had to be mad skinny, and that was ideally what everyone mm-hmm. wanted, and that was what was running. Mm-hmm. And you know, then now it's BBL. Mm-hmm. Like, it's flat tummy, big booty, hips wide out, because that's the trend right mm-hmm. now. I feel like, and that's what's pacing up in the media, so you feel like that's what you got to be.
But you know
what, I feel like that's
still,
the same thing now.
But still light-skinned girls.
That's what I'm
going
to say.
Body,
I feel like
yeah.
it's... So on the flip side, what I'm trying to say is I feel like it's all in the media, it's always the light-skinned girls, mostly that's kind of like, you know, being put out there.
Every
ad so I feel like
is the same thing.
I feel like more so... I don't know, and how can I put it? Maybe like... The bigger heads that would be pushing these artists, maybe it's a risk for them to take on, you know, take on artists. Do you know what I mean? That
for them,
are darker
think it's a risk.
Because it's a bit harder to maybe bust that artist. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Same to probably people that are managing or whatever. And I feel like when people see certain people bubbling for a long time, sometimes they can think that they're the hardest artist ever, but they're just like, it's not working. And some people don't want to touch it if it's not working. They don't care why it's not working. Mm-hmm. They don't want to touch it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like that's what it is. But what I would say is for anyone that is coming up in the industry mm-hmm. or that wants to do music and this is your passion or whatever, don't feed too much, because this is what I make sure that I don't do. Don't feed too much in people that are going to say... you're so good, but you probably won't get a bus because you're not light-skinned, or, but don't watch nothing still. It's mm-hmm. all right. No, because mm-hmm. sometimes that stuff can break you down. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll be from your own family mm-hmm. members, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, say, if you're light-skinned, you're like, oh, sorry. Yeah. And those stuff constantly, it's in our heads, especially, like, being a young female, we're still kind of growing, you know what I'm trying to say? Figuring out who we are. So try not to take that in. Everyone has their journey at the end of the day. Right. You just got to work, right. and it will be all worth it if you just stay true to yourself. That's 100% right. believe that. That's my faith. Just stay true to yourself and keep working, and don't make the fact that you feel like the situation's that way, that you have hate towards other people. First of all, at the end of the day, we're all black anyway.
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean?
Well,
just remember that.
In the eyes of the police.
You know, so just remember that anyway, and just work, and just do your work, and don't focus on anyone else's journey. Do you know what I'm going to say to you? So that's what I'd say anyway.
Nice. So young ladies, you've got that straight from Alakai Harley. Just focus on your work. Don't focus. Mm-hmm. As Miss Kitty would have said, no focus, but no locus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all right. When is your EP due out, and what's the name of your EP?
My EP is due out early next year.
Mm-hmm.
The name of my EP is The Red Room Intro, Yard Gyal Inna Britain.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. I'd have been the opposite. What am I? British girl in a
yard. In a yard.
I'm a yardie, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know this. Yardie.
Tell us, what is it going to be, an eclectic of everything that you have? So you're going to do like one R&B song, or you're going to do a mixture of, or a dancehall track, or you're going to do one with everything on it. Do you have any features from anybody on it? You want to spill us a little something?
In terms of genre,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be, it's definitely going to be the mashup. The mashup of everything that I am. I think I'm kind of trying to make a whole new genre, you know? I'm going to have to down the line.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to call it Alakai. They're just going to call it Alakai. But it's going to be a blend of everything. It's going to have all those elements in it. The A. Harley sound. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Kind of like that.
You want that, Omar?
A. Harley sound.
Put it down, you know?
A. Harley sound. So I'm just going to... it'll be a blend. It'll be a blend of all those things. I do have Tony Matter on. The legendary Tony Matter on. I was blessed.
Magic.
With that verse. Not just a verse, just pure magic. The song's called Do That. That song's already got a lot of plays. We gave it to BBC One Extra.
Nice.
Exclusively for a while. And then just a few key DJs have like just got it. And then some people have actually ripped it from BBC One Extra's... thing. Yeah, like, so some people have it, you know, so
you're not putting it back
but,
on.
Not the playlist from, you know, like, he has it online.
Oh, they're
like
taking
that.
It yeah. and putting it up on YouTube already.
Yeah. I think the one of them I had to take down off SoundCloud. But yeah, the song's going to be on the EP, so that one, a lot of people are asking for it and stuff like that.
Nice. But any producers, any other producers on the project?
You know, Sean Hizzle's on there. Sean Hizzle produced the song, actually.
Yeah.
Do That, which me and Tony Wetter on. Got Cone on there, Snow Cone. It's just special.
It's exciting.
It's special. It's special. Right. Maybe introduce an Alakai Hardy, you know?
What is it that you love about Jamaica the most?
I love about Jamaica the most. I love everything about Jamaica because it's what made me the most.
Like when you land, what is it that hits you
the food,
first
come thing? On, the food.
Yeah.
The food.
What's your favourite Jamaican dish?
My favourite Jamaican dish. That's actually, I love everything, so hold on. It probably be, so specific as well, it'll probably be curry chicken back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is that just chicken or is it chicken back?
It's the back part.
Is it born sweet?
Like hella peppery. Like just bare pepper. And it has to be the yellow pepper or the orange one.
The orange scotch one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like just,
what is it that you love about the UK the best?
What do I love about the UK the best? I love the fact that the UK is very diverse and there's a lot of culture there. And it's all mixed up and it's just, I just love that. It's natural, it comes out naturally as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's there, mm-hmm. you know, I love that. And I feel like people are not scared to tap into other people's culture as well.
No.
Like, I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, like... if someone was like from Nigeria or Ghana, you'd have that whole dish like that bubble thing, all that stuff.
He's a bubble.
You know?
Don't talk to
you'd
him.
Have
he's
all
a
of
bubble.
That.
I ain't dating. Oh, go away. Yeah,
you know,
no,
you'd have
smooth.
All of that. But I feel like now in 2019.
You think that's the movement of Afrobeats? Because Afrobeats movement is a lot more. It's grown
probably
globally.
So. Probably so. It could be so. I think also it is the fact that I think a lot of people have wised up, and I feel like the millennials as well are. They're a bit different, you know. They're grown up. They're the people around me was in mm-hmm. when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
They're more grown up, and I feel like they're not as immature and stuff like that. So yeah.
Oh, I think I don't know because all I know is that all the West Indian girls are dating African boys, and all the African boys are dating West Indian girls.
That was always happening though.
Nah, it's more prevalent now.
Trust
man.
Me, it was always
it's
happening. It was always happening.
More,
people are just
you,
more now
you know,
to like
I've got
push it, push
a few more
it.
Years on you. I've got a few
true,
more
true,
years
true,
on you.
True, true.
Back
here.
In my day,
I
mean, I'll hang out with, and I always used to hang
actually,
out with
young
guys.
Yeah, I'll set
my
now.
Old woman, I call you now.
You know, yeah. Tell her again.
Hi. Right, Omar. Everything. So yeah, but I think it has something to do with that, what you're saying, and Afrobeats, the movement,
definitely
the
Afrobeats
sound,
movement.
And it's moved out of the UK, and it's grown globally a lot more. thanks to the research, you know, to the Whiz Kids and to the Burners now and to all of that, to the Tiwa Savages and whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, would you be inclined to do any projects with any of the Afrobeat
Of course
stars?
I would, of course I would. I'd say I did. Coach Jeff Ones was on the Russian remix. So I'm 100%. I'm open. I love music, you know. Yeah. I love music. I love good music. Yeah. I'm open to do a feature with anyone. It could be rock. If it sounds good, it sounds good. You know?
Nice, nice. All right, we're going to end this with Dancehall Is, and you tell me what Dancehall Is for you.
Dancehall Is. Dancehall is the best thing, aside from what God gave us, blessed to man. Best thing given to man's ears.
And I'm going
to
end with Alakai Harley Is.
Oh. Vanny's picking you.
Ah.
Let me check it up. Let me check it up. Why I'm Veronica's daughter. Alakai Harley Is.
Alakai Harley's my new niece. Yeah?
He said Alakai Harley is crazy.
Watch it. Yeah, oh, wait, I have a new niece.
Alakai Harley is. Alakai Harley is a child of God.
Nice, nice, nice. And Alakai Harley is my who to watch for 2020, Jeez. Guys. She's going to bust out. She's going to brock out. It's done. We're not that drunk. It's Reasons with a Desta, Alakai Harley. We Jeez. Are out. London Link.
Cheers. Cheers, love. No, keep the link, and I'll keep the link.
Of course we're going to keep the link, man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. God bless you.
Bless you. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Reasonings with Odessa. I would like to thank Ideas Evolution, Appleton Estate Rum. Thank you, guys. It just made me and Alakai and everybody feel well nice. Well nice. I'd also like to thank you guys, the listeners, the subscribers. Please continue to share, subscribe, like, rate, and review. Until the next episode, I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.